Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Abundantly, not little, abundantly. So there was water in the rock, but he didn't tell him to beat the rock. He told him to speak to the rock. And the congregation drank and their beasts also. So the problem is solved. But now there's another problem. God didn't tell him to beat the rock. He told him to speak to the rock. Listen to the first problem. He came from the presence of God. God did not tell him to speak to the people. No matter how much people grate you, get on your nerves, irritate you, God did not say speak to the people. He said speak to the rock. But obviously there was some anger there. Grief also. And grief may cause us to do and say some wrong things. So you got to be careful how you deal with people when they're grieving. Amen. Sometimes people are not themselves. People can do some crazy things, say some crazy things. So you got to give people grace when they're grieving. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes you have to give people grace when they're grieving. We have to give people grace all the time, but give them grace when they're grieving, because some people will shout, get angry, want to beat you up, knock you out, throw you off a bridge, and it's not be themselves. Why? Because they're grieving and they don't know how to process grief. So he's dealing with the death of his sister. He's got these people in his ears. They're murmuring and complaining, telling him about, why have you brought me out? And he's there thinking, no, I didn't even ask for this job. God's given him. He's gone to God as a good minister, good leader, gotten the answer, but he's still dealing with anger and he's still dealing with issues. And what God is saying is, listen, we've got to deal with the issues that will hold us back to getting where God wants us to be. And the Bible says that he smote the rock. I mean, he said, what must we fetch water from this rock? It was never about you. Let me speak to leaders. It's never about you. It's about him. God wants to get the glory out of every situation that you face. But Moses had some anger issues. Moses was dealing with some situations that are internal that people could not see. So there's some internal things that no one can see. And don't fool yourself. I don't care how anointed you are. None of you are perfect. Amen. Because if he was perfect, you'd be in heaven. Amen. You are working towards perfection, but you ain't there yet. And Moses had some anger issues that he were not really resolved as yet. And he smote the rock and water came out. So there was still a miracle and the people drank and their prayers were answered. But that was not the way God wanted it to be done. I'm going to say that again. That was not the way that God wanted it to be done. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is death. And we're going to see now what God said concerning the situation that Moses had just got himself in. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, and he said, because you believe me not, because you did not believe me, nor to sanctify me, set me apart in the eyes of the children of Israel, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. You're not the one. And as a leader, you're going to have to be more accountable for the things that we do, how we act, what we say, how we carry ourselves, and how we deal with God's sheep. We're going to be more accountable as leaders. And this is why as a congregation, you've got to pray for your leaders. It's important that you pray for your leaders. Amen. Don't talk about them. Pray for them. They're not perfect. We're not perfect. Pray for leaders. Amen. But the Bible says that God dealt with Aaron and Moses. The people got their drinks. The beast got their drink. They got their water. They hadn't drunk. They're happy. But now God is saying, I'm going to deal with you. Don't let no one put you in a position that will cause you to miss out on the good things of God. The Bible says in the psalmist, it says somewhere that I believe in the psalmist that they angered him. I believe Psalms 106, yes, 32. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sake, because they provoked his spirit. We've got to be careful. Don't let people provoke us or get us into strife. Amen. Where there's strife, there's every evil work. We don't want strife. God doesn't want strife in his church. Amen. Amen. He doesn't want animosity and strife. And the Bible says they provoked him. And because they provoked him, this is why he acted in that way. And he smote the rock and he acted out of anger instead of out of love and obedience. And God wanted to get the glory out of this situation, because he knows when you speak, things happen. When you speak, there's power. But instead of many of us, we get angry and we start to beat the situation instead of speaking to the situation. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 22, 23, 24, he said, have the faith of God. For I say unto you, if you, and if you shall say unto this mountain, hence and be removed. He's talking about fig trees. He was showing them fig trees, but he's saying, speak to mountains. You can say unto this mountain, hence and be removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall obey you. So God is saying, don't beat your situation. Don't fight with your situation. Don't fight with your husband, your wife, your children. Don't fight with your boss. Don't fight with the person. Amen. Because one, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But God has given us authority, and he's saying, exercise the authority and dominion that I've given you by speaking. Speak the word of God. Don't use your physical force. It's just going to get you into trouble. Amen. I'm speaking to everyone. So sometimes we want to flare up and get crazy. And then before you know it, we're seeing red mist. And then before you know it, you're in prison and you're in the newspaper. Like, Bishop gets crazy and beats up everybody. You know, some crazy. No, we don't want that. It caused Moses and Aaron to miss out, amen, on what God had promised them. He said, you're going to bring them into the land. He said, no, you're not going to do this. Amen. Yeah, that was the last straw. You're not going to do this. I can't have that bringing my people to where I want them. I'm going to raise up a new generation. I'm going to raise up a new kind of leader. One is going to be, yes, I used your miracle signs and wonders, but sometimes God will use one to take you out and another man to bring you in. So I've got a few things here. It says, never allow anger to cause you to sin. The Bible says in Ephesians, be angry and sin not. I said again, be there angry, but sin not. There is a way we can be angry, be fed up and like, joker. You can be angry, but it said, don't sin. Be angry and sin not. I've got here, it would have been no doubt a greater miracle if Moses had spoken to the rock and water emerged from it. But Moses, in spite of the rock, failed to sanctify God in the eyes of the people. Moses, who spoke to God mouth to mouth, saw God like no other man in his time. He was the only man to stay on stand in God's presence and hear the voice of God. In the closing chapter of Deuteronomy, the Bible declares that there was not a prophet in Israel who the Lord knew face to face, Exodus 33:11. But with all these accolades, one act of anger, and it can just be one act that will cause us to miss out on what God has promised. Before I close, I've got some winner's mentality points regarding anger or words spoken in anger. Anger will sometimes or can obscure your focus. When you're angry, you don't see properly. You're just like, you just lose all focus. It will obscure your focus. It will obscure your focus. Be careful of anger. Be careful of the people that cause you to get angry. Mark those people who just, you know, grate you, or there's push buttons, even though you shouldn't have any buttons. Amen. You're a spirit. Don't have no buttons. There are people that you know that can just say some things and grate something. There's some narcissistic people out there that can just say some things and you know it just tips you over. The Bible says, mark those that cause the division and, you know, avoid them. Avoid people that you know are not good for you. I'm at the age where I have to protect my peace. Amen. I'm going to say that again. I will protect my peace by keeping you far away from me. If I know you're not good for me, listen to me. No. Protect your peace at all costs. Anger is usually a reaction. I'm going to say it again. Anger is usually a reaction. Always be careful to just pause. Learn to pause. Just mash that pause button and like, should I even answer this? Is this even worth my time to answer this? That's how you got to think. Is this even worth me giving breath to this? Should I even react to this or even answer this? Sometimes there's good things where we can just actually, if someone said something or done something, you know what? Just walk away. Because in the heat of the moment, you might say the wrong, they've said the wrong thing, you said the wrong thing, and before you know it, the wrong thing's happening and it all goes left. Walk away. Walk away, go to bed, go to sleep. Pray before you go to sleep, but go to sleep. You know what? In a few days' time, come back to it. Access the situation on a clear head when you're not where you was. Does that make sense? Because it's a reaction. Bad decisions and choices are usually made in anger. Oh, ain't that the truth? Bad decisions and choices are usually made in anger. Never make a choice or decision when you're angry, because it's usually going to be the wrong one. And you're going to usually make it out of the flesh and not out of the spirit. So learn to pause. Again, learn to pause. Don't make any decision when you're angry, irritable, upset, tired. Don't make any decisions, especially long-standing decisions, and then which could affect your future Amen. Don't do it. Saying sorry does not always remedy the problem caused by words spoken in anger. I'm going to say that again for the benefit of the tape. Saying sorry does not always remedy the problem caused by words spoken in anger. Yeah. You've already said it. It could be a husband or wife situation, and your husband says something crazy, and the wife says something that wrong, and then they flare up in a big argument, and then you may have made up, and then a few days later, it's like, did you mean what you said? And it's because it's going around in the head, because you've spoken it, and usually speak out of the heart when you're angry. Yes, listen to the words spoken when people are angry, because people usually speak out of the heart, but saying sorry does not always remedy. No. Moses could have been really sorry for what he'd done, but that's not going to remedy it. He didn't see the promised land. Well, next one. Sometimes the damage caused by words spoken in anger can be irreparable. Sometimes the damage caused by words spoken in anger can be irreparable. Yeah. You can say some things and some people hold on to it forever. Some people remember what you said, and I've spoken to people like 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, like, I remember what they said to me as a child, or what they did to me as a child, or this was said, or that they said this about me, and I'll never forget. And some people, they may have forgiven, but the relationship is broken, trust is broken. When a glass is broken, you could put that back together, but it will never be the same glass again. Sometimes the damage caused by words spoken in anger can be irreparable. We've got to be careful to pause. There's power in the words that you speak. Be careful. Ask yourself, is this edifying? Is this going to lift up my brother, comfort, edify, and exhort my brother? Is this going to benefit them in any way, shape, or form? Be careful. Learn to hold your tongue. The Bible says, be slow to speak, slow to hear. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, be slow to speak. Be slow. Amen. The Bible says, he that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his tongue, keepeth his life, Proverbs says. So be careful to keep your tongue. Guard your heart, amen? Learn to guard your heart, amen? Last one, some relationships can take a long time to heal due to words spoken in anger. So we've got to be careful to guard our heart, guard our relationships. Be careful that we don't let anger cause us to, one, walk in disobedience, cause us to do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, act out of character. Amen. But in closing, there are some people who have had great ministries, great professions, some people that have been actors, entertainers, artists, or some people that have just carried themselves for all their years, they've carried themselves, amen, in a way that's unreproachable. Amen. And they can do one thing. You can do a million good, but you one thing, and your name is tarnished forever. Will Smith, we will look at Will Smith. Will Smith, I mean, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I grew up watching in the 90s. Now, don't try and guess my age. Watching Fresh Prince and all these films, Independence Day, and all these great blockbusters that he starred in and built up his reputation and done so much great things. And then in the Oscars, he walks up to a man who's presenting it, as you know, and slaps the man across his face. One thing. And now, everything that you've done, people remember, but people are going to more remember you for the one thing you've done wrong. Why? Because you got angry. And he acted out of character because he got angry. Don't let anger be your downfall. Don't let anger be our downfall. Amen? Let's walk in the Spirit. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. Be blessed.
By author Kevin Treasure, The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, out now. Consists of 21 chapters regarding the use, effects, benefits, and consequences of the words we speak and the influence they have on our lives and the lives of those around us. Discover how to hold your tongue in the most trying times. Discover the real power you possess with the words you speak. Discover how what you say has a profound effect on your life. No person desiring success should be without this book. This book will teach you how to live a victorious life, which includes 24 winner's mentality points regarding wise words, 17 winner's mentality points regarding anger, 16 reasons why saying nothing is wisdom, 10 ways to frame your future with your tongue, Six Winners Mentality Points Regarding Good Health. The book is available in paperback and ebook format. Order your copy today. Priced at $9.99. Available from www.kevintreasure.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, and many more. Or call 07903-940-399. The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Get your copy today.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.